All right, but it's that time of the show, Farm Talk, where we look at the market. So from the Money Farm, Allison Thompson joins us now. Hello, Allison.
Hello.
And I only left you like 2.5 minutes because it was a tough day in the market.
Oh, yeah, not a whole lot good to talk about there.
No, yeah.
But actually, corn and soybeans did come back close to the close and ended up 1-2 in corn and up 2-3 in soybeans. So ended up to be a good positive turnaround Wednesday.
All right, we only lost a penny today.
Yeah. Well, it's better than what we've been dealing with, so yeah. We'll take it where we can get it.
But wheat hard hit, and it was wheat that drug everything else down?
Yeah, wheat was. The main thing there is that we had some tender come up on the world market and we just weren't able to get those. Some lower cost producers came in and took those tenders. So France, Russia, Romania, and Ukraine were actually the ones who took those tenders from Egypt. So
All right. They
kind of set the world prices as far as tenders go, and they're pretty well watched. So we don't get any of that. It hurts our export market.
Yeah, that it does. Any news out of the talks with China, or again, no news is bad news?
It seems to be the path of less resistance is down.
Yeah.
And that tends to be where we go. But Trump made some positive comments yesterday, especially about corn and China coming into our market and buying some corn. So that gave us some support on the overnight and into the market today. And I think that helped our soybeans as well, is hearing that those talks continue to go well. And hopefully that continues and we can have some kind of conclusion here in the near future.
Yeah. In the meantime, though, farmers still got a plan for the spring. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. What are guys, what's the pulse? Give it in about 60 seconds. What's the attitude of farmers as we head into spring?
Well, I think everyone's a little bit cautious this year, just given prices and things that have come from this last year. But overall, I think guys are sticking with rotations going forward. I haven't heard a whole lot of crop movement yet, but it is only February, so we have lots of time yet. And, you know, there's just a lot of working parts in the markets. And I know they're kind of scary things, too. But having conclusions and answers going into that will really affect the attitude going forward. So hopefully come spring work, we'll have some answers to a few of these things on the world scale and we can move forward. Go back to trading.
Yeah. In the meantime, farmers are going to have to come up with a marketing plan, and that's where you come in.
Yes, absolutely. So we've been working with guys too, figuring some break-evens, getting some good starting places for the year ahead, putting some open orders in with the working pieces we have. You just don't know when we might get a little bump in price. So having those ideas in mind is a good place to start going forward.
Allison Thompson of the Money Farm. How do they start? How do they get a hold of you?
They can sure give us a call at the office, 701-347-5985, or give me a call or send me an email at allison@themoneyfarm.com.
All right, Allison, two L's, right?
Yes,
gotcha.
Two L's. Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.